Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Courtney there at Scone, the club CEO. Gary Harley's done all the form for... Well, Gary, as I said, we should never take it for granted, but terrific prize money on show there today.
Yeah, it's attracted an outstanding meeting. I mean, Scone meetings are of the highest quality at any time, but, you know, away from carnival time, this is an outstanding meeting, and all eyes are on the two boom horses, the filly of Chris Lees in race four, the Frankel filly. They're talking Melbourne, if she goes well today. I see she's $51 in the 1,000 guinea. She is an outstanding prospect. And Burning Crown, I believe, I've got to confirm this with Sue, but I think big offers have been refused for this horse after his crackerjack win in the maiden at Gunnedah a few weeks back. Mm. Everyone's talking about him in the northwest. He could be anything. His son of Helmet. They're both going to be odds on in their races, but all round it's a terrific program.
It will be for sure. Looking forward to seeing both of those. Let's help our listeners, Gary, in the first race over the sprint 900 metres. The favourite here for Brett Kavanagh, number 7, Mick the Hat at 250. 8, Nick the Skip is at 360. 10, Lucky Siren at $4. And 12, Suri is at $5.50. Mick the Hat, the favourite at the moment, $2.50.
It'd be hard to beat, but I like the other one, Nick the Skip, Rod Northam's horse. He runs second in the English Challenge on Cup Day, but he did get beat like 3.5 lengths. Blake Shinrod in that day, but he hit the line okay. His debut run at Tamworth was all right. I think he's a horse that's going to be all right. He hasn't trialled him, Rod, since that run in May. And here on the home track, R. Thompson, the rider, I think it'd be hard to beat. Mick the Hat runs second at Newcastle, his only run. He got beat 4 lengths, but it was Witherspoon, a group place getter, who beat him, the horse of Brad Withers. And it was only 900. She went enormous that day. He chased her all the way, Mick the Hat, and he was very, very creditable in running second. Number 10, Lucky Siren. I thought it went terrific on debut for Bjorn Baker. That was at Musselbrook when it ran second. And number 12, best of the others, Suri, first starter of Alan Dedham's at trial. Okay. 8, 7, 10 and 12.
Race number 2, a maiden over the 1,100 in market order here. Number 13, Pluma here for Paul Massara at $3.40. Paul joined the Big Sports Breakfast. He's down in Melbourne for the farewell of Nick Collum today. So our thoughts are with everyone going down to Melbourne for that. 10, Acutix at $4.40. 7, Belincourt at $6. And 12, Killer Queen is at $8.50. Looking at the TAB fixed odds here, the movement with Pluma has been 480 when it opened a couple of days ago. It's been 310 out to 340 this morning, Gary.
Yeah, it came in, Andrew, with a scratching of numbers 3 and 4, and now, as you said, it's just got out of it. I think she's the better of the day, Pluma. That race, her only race start at Newcastle back in May, she was beaten by an absolute flying machine of Peter and Paul Snowden's in King. 900 metres, he's airborne. This horse missed a kick. She was off the map in the ring to beat him, and he was a boom horse king, the horse of James Harron. She was off the map into 280 after a brilliant trial at the Beaumont track in which Regine only just beat her. Mm. Now, Chris Lees has got Regine, and it ran a black tight race recently in town on a Saturday. Then she went to this race, got checked at the start, and she was back at the tail, went to midfield and ran on OK and got beat 2.9. Now, there's not a horse in this race that can get anywhere near that. And there's no trial for her. Could be a bit of a worry, but if Paul's got a spot on first up, I think she'll be too good for them. Killer Queen's going OK for Brett Kavanagh. It runs second first up. Then it ran fourth the other day at Dubbo. First up it was at Narromine. It's a big rising class to be taken on Pluma. Number 10, third pick of the race, Acoustics for Taz Morton. Went okay. It's only run up on the north coast when it ran second. And number 7, Balanquar, one of Kavanagh's. Got beat easy, but showed a lot of speed at Tamworth. 13, 12, 10 and 7.
Race number 3, a benchmark 66 race. Number 2, Valaro here for Cameron Crockett. $2.90 at the moment. 3, Better Not Fly at $3.80. 8, Emily Song at $4.40. And then it's out to 5, Winner's Lane, which has been 10 into 8 this morning. But Valaro, it's been $3.30 into $2.90 just in the last 90 minutes, Gary.
He's a very smart horse, Andrew. Cameron Crockett's got him. He's one of the Derby syndicate horses. He's had 8 starts to 3 wins and 2/3. Robert Thompson rides him today for the first time, and he rarely rides for Cameron because Cameron uses a lot of his jockeys from over there when he comes this way. Look, the horse won at Wellington and bolted in May. Went to Dubbo and bolted in by nearly 2.5 lengths. Won a maiden by nearly 5 lengths early on at Coonabarabran. And his trial the other day at Mudgee, an absolute ripper. He made up 10 lengths. Now, his stable mate is a pretty good horse reprimand. Won a race by a big space somewhere recently. And he gave it a big start. They hit the line together. They were both, you know, unextended. But he held his own with reprimand. And reprimand would have a picnic with this field. So I like Valaro. Number 8, Emily Song, a terrific run last start at Tamworth. Had no luck when it run third. It's got a good chance. 3, Better Not Fly, going well for Tasmorton. 3 wins from its last 4. Ben, look at a ride. And number 7, McKellar's Love. 2, 8, 3, 7.
Race 4, the Pride's Easy Feed Class 2. This is the first of these horses we can't wait to see. Frankly Awesome, number 3 for Chris Lees. $1.75 at open this morning. It's now $1.55. 5, Mr. Wong, $4.80 out to 6. Athena's Voice has been 13 into $10 this morning here. Gary?
Mate, we're all waiting to see her again, Frankly Awesome. She goes from a maiden to a Class 2. That was just a breathtaking win at Newcastle. I'll tell you the story. She trialled okay on the Bowman track. She won a trial. I think I tipped a second or third in the race, and I was talking to Chris off here and on air. She said, look, I think she'll run all right, but, you know, that normal confidence wasn't really there. Then I interviewed him for the Mental League function. He said the same thing about her. She blew from $4 to $9.50. Corey Brown sat back last on her, got to the outside in the straight. She won by 3 lengths. She could have won by 6. He eased up on her the last bit at the end of 1,300. Now, she's owned and was bred by Bruce Neal up here at Crestfield at Stone. He only has top bruised mares, as you know. She's a street cry mare, the mother, an Irish mare. And I can tell you, they're not saying it publicly, but I think the stable thinks she's could be Melbourne bound, particularly if she goes well today. And Chris said to me after that win at Newcastle, he's pretty sure that, you know, she'll stay. So the big track's got to suit up. Let's see what she does. Mr. Wong was very, very impressive winning at Muswellbrook. Missed the kick, gave him a mile start. Steve Jones has got him up here at Scone. He's got a bit of talent. I reckon he'll run a place for sure. Blazing is you. A bit disappointing the other day to Johnny Ramsey, but can do better. And Dizzy Success is honest as the day's long. 3, 5, 7, and 1.
And as you mentioned, Gary, in the 1,000 guineas, Frankly Awesome is at $51 going into the race today. So we'll wait and see how everything goes there. To race 5, the Kiora Maiden. Number 7, Tippler's the favourite here. Another one for Lees and McClellan. It's at $3.60. 3, Night Ride at $4.40. 4, Palais de Louvre at $5. And 2, Rosé is at $6.50. The moves of the morning here, Tippler has been solid at $3.60. Palais de Louvre, number 4, for Stephen Jones again. It's been $7.50, now $5.
Great to see Digger McClellan getting good rides now. He's obviously riding a bit of work for Chris and David Atkins and others at Newcastle. He's trying so hard, Andrew, and he's so grateful that Peter Volandes was able to give him his licence back after 7 years away from riding in Newcastle after that fall on Boxing Day in 2011. He's on and Frankly Awesome, and Chris is giving the ride on Tippler. She's a lovely filly. She's had one run at Taree. She run third. She got a mile back, made up a ton of ground to get beat 3/4 of a length that day. on September 3, and she's going to have a nice run, you'd think, from the barrier. Number 3, Night Drive, was a bit disappointing at Newcastle. Carries the famous white family colours, Marskay, Frisco, etc. And owned by them, of course. Alan Denham got it. Was unlucky on the Buick Scone, should have won. So let's see what it does today. Number 2 goes all right. Rosé for Brett Kavanagh. 2 runs for 2 good seconds. And those runs were at Dubbo and Tuncurry. These are probably a bit better than those fields. And number 4, Palais de Louvre. Thought it went good last start. And that was at Wyong behind Prophet's Thumb, a horse of David Cypher's that goes okay. 7, 3, 2, and 4.
Righto, to race 6, a class 2 here for horsepower. This is the second one of these horses that Gary mentioned earlier. Burning Crown, number 9, $1.60. It opened this morning at $1.80. It got to $1.85, and then they went whoosh into $1.60, Burning Crown. 2 Power Command at $3.40. They dominate it. The next best is number 6, Bed Talk, at $11. Gary?
Yeah, Seagrills doesn't hide her affection for this horse. She knows she's got a star in the making here. He's by Hellman, a 3-year-old, Andrew, and after a terrific trial at Scone where he caught the eye of everyone, he went to Gunnedah on debut 20th of August. Greg Ryan rode him. He trialled him too. Sat second. He wanted to get up on the bit a bit. He can do that. Share the lead, and when he hit the front, it was whacko. He ran away and won by more than 6 lengths, hard held to the line. And, you know, the Twitter and everything went mad after that.
Mm.
Actually, Sue's the part owner of this horse with 5 or 6 others. It's good to see her get a good horse like this because she's a terrific lady and so helpful to us at Sky as well. So he goes a maiden to a class 2 as well. I'll be quite honest, and Greg did say that, you know, the opposition was very mediocre at Gunnedah. But we'll see what he does today. But everything points to a good showing. I'll tell you what, don't underestimate Chris Leeser's horse Power Command. Second up from a spell, it was only the condition that beat him, I reckon, the other day at Newcastle. And a fair horse from the North Coast beat him, Fernie Hurst. She goes terrific. CJ Graham rode her, and Corey rode this horse. This fella joined the winner at the 200, but the winner fought on too well. He was second up. He'll be third up today, barrier 1. Gibbo will give him a great ride, I'm sure. And it's the best Quinella you'd ever see, I reckon. 8 is trialling well and got ability, Paul Perry's Jamaican Dream. And number 4, Real Classic. Very unlucky last start at Musselbrook. 9, 2, 8, and 4.
To race 7, and number 9, Attila here, another one for Sue Grills. It's the favourite. It's been 6 into $4.60 this morning. 5, The Lion at $4.80. 7, Sister Joy at 7. And number 2, Nosy, I think Laurie Daly's going to have something on it today. It's at $8. But Attila, I found it already, Gary, 6 into $4.60.
Well, I found it when it won, and I found it when it was a certainty beat before that at Tablet. Andrew, I'm tipping one you haven't mentioned there. It was $8 last night. Former Ben Smith horse, number 3, Tabra Vane.
$8 right now.
Yeah, what's that, mate?
$8.
Yeah, I reckon it's got a terrific each-way chance. It's just come to Jason Deemer, of course, by Magic Albert. It only just got beat at Newcastle by Jack Spar, Chris Leeser's horse, at 20-1 it was that day. It ended up starting 14. It was good money for it. If you go back to Tamworth, it beat Under the Thumb there back in January. The horse goes good. Robert Thompson's riding it. I reckon at the odds each way, Tabra Vane. Number 7, Sister Joy. 4 kilos off for young Reese Jones. Well weighted. Good win the other day. It'll run well. The Lion is a quality horse for this type of race. First up today, but he loves Scone. And number 9, Attila, definitely a chance. This is a very good race. 3, 7, 5, and 9.
The last today out there at Scone's a class 1 for Sedgenho. Lips and Lashes, locally for Brett Kavanagh, number 4. It opened this morning at 4. It's now $2.90, number four. Three Kiva at $4.20, and 10 In Good Health at $4.40. Obviously, looking down at, there were a few scratchings, so it reshaped the market, but it's been a good move. Even the last hour, it's been $3.50 into $2.90, Lips and Lashes.
I think it'll win today. It's Mayor of Cabinet. He runs second to Ruble, who goes really good, beating a nose at Musselbrook. And then she went to the Brook again and run into Majestic Padrill, who's very smart in that Godolphin Ladies' Day Cup, and she got beat two lengths. She's got good speed. She was outside the leader early at the Brook and then got cover after that, hit the front at the 250, and it's pretty good the win up, Madame Padrill, you know, Majestic Padrill. Pretty good country horse. So I think it'll win. Who's the governor? I have trouble with that. That was a good win the other day for Jonesy. It'll run well. Cleaver, a hell of a lot of placing before a breakthrough win, and then went good again the other day when it ran second at Tun Curry, and number 10 best of the others in the race. Johnny Ramsey's horse in good health, last start winner. 4, 5, 3, and 10, and the best bet, Andrew, is the horse of Paul Massaras for his dad, Pluma, race two.
Race 2, number 13 it is, and as I say, currently at $3.40. We'll monitor that over the next little while. Good on you, Gary. There's a great deal of interest, obviously. You've spelled out through it all, and there may be the odd snippet around too. John Ramsey's horse, the Virginian, I wonder if they're still keen. There's three slots in the Kosciuszko to go, and they were hoping to get one.
Yeah, he was nominated, I think. He might have been nominated in that Hurricane at Newcastle last Saturday, but didn't accept. Gee, it's a long time since he's had a run.
Yeah.
John always comes over and has a chat, so we'll find out what's happening there. And they picked up the Wagga horse, didn't they? Oh So Hazy?
Yeah, they got Oh So Hazy, yeah.
So there's three left.
Yeah, three to go, and there's a couple obviously running tomorrow in town as well in those highways.
Yeah,
and
particularly Exton.
Exton, yeah. Anyway, we'll wait and see what happens. Good on you, Gary. Enjoy your day out there.
See you later.
See